You're listening to SBS News.
In the A-League this weekend, Perth Glory strengthened its grip on top spot with a 2-1 win at closest rival Melbourne Victory. All the goals came in the second half, and the result extended Perth's lead at the top to 7 points. Early in the day, Perth Glory's women's team took on Melbourne Victory at the same venue in the W League semi-final. The sides were locked at 2-2 after 90 minutes, but 2 goals in extra time saw Perth book its spot in the grand final. Matilda's star Sam Kerr hit top form, and it was the second of her 3 goals that put Perth in front in extra time. Here's how SBS Viceland described the goal.
Long ball. Kerr, it's going to sit for her. The keeper's out. The net's open! Sam Kerr! Sam Kerr puts Perth into a 3-2 lead!
Kerr added Perth's 4th goal to complete her hat-trick, and after the match she said it was one of the most enjoyable matches of her career.
That was epic, honestly. It was one of the funnest games I've been a part of. And once it went to extra time, we felt really confident. We felt we were on top of them fitness-wise in the game. And, oh, man, people stood up today. So I'm just so pumped for our whole team.
Perth travels to play Sydney in Sunday's grand final after the Sky Blues beat Brisbane 2-1. In the English Premier League, Liverpool returned to the top of the ladder ahead of Manchester City's match with Chelsea. Egyptian star Mohamed Salah was on target for Liverpool in the 3-0 win against Bournemouth. In cricket, Ricky Ponting was appointed assistant national team coach over the weekend. He is confident Australia can win the World Cup in England later this year, despite the team's poor recent one-day form. Ponting believes the return of band pair Steve Smith and David Warner will bring the squad back to world-class standard.
I was lucky enough to play in a lot of World Cups and 3 winning ones, and so I think I've got a pretty good grasp on what it takes for tournaments like that. Look, hopefully I can have an impact right from the start. You know, all the feedback from the boys and that so far has been pretty positive. I've had lots of text messages and things the last couple of days, so I'm looking forward to joining as soon as I can.
Australia begins its bid for a 6th World Cup title against Afghanistan on the 1st of June. Ponting would have been pleased by the form Glenn Maxwell showed in Sunday's Big Bash match for the Melbourne Stars against the Sydney Sixers. His stunning innings of 82 runs from just 43 balls propelled the Stars to a 94-run win and lifted them into the top 4 to contest the finals. The defeat denied Sydney a home semi-final. The Stars will now travel to Tasmania to play Hobart Hurricanes on Thursday evening, while the Melbourne Renegades will host the Sydney Sixers on Friday night. In women's basketball this weekend, the Canberra Capitals took a 1-0 lead in their grand final series with the Adelaide Lightning. Here's how Fox Sports described the closing stages as Canberra was roared on by a sellout home crowd.
What a crowd! What a noise! What a night for the University of Canberra Capitals! 1 win down and 1 win to go!
Mariana Tolo played a crucial part in the 21-point victory, weighing in with 14 points. Tolo was the only member of the Canberra team to have played in its 2010 title-winning team. After the match, she paid tribute to the support her team received in the victory.
This is amazing, and this is the reason why I love Canberra so much. They get behind us in women's sport, and it starts with the media, it starts with everyone around here, and it's such a great community. I'm so proud to have this atmosphere to play in tonight.
Game 2 of the best-of-3 series is in Adelaide on Wednesday evening. The Australian men's hockey team, the Kookaburras, produced their first win in the inaugural Pro League, beating Germany 4-2 in Hobart. The result was much needed after losing to Belgium and the Netherlands last weekend. Jacob Anderson scored twice in the win against Germany, and he said it was nice to bounce back.
We had a little bit of a disappointing start last weekend. Turned it around this weekend with a good performance against Germany, so hopefully we can keep building from this and, you know, never know where we'll end up.
The Hockey Roos made it an Australian double after veteran goalkeeper Rachel Lynch helped down Germany in a shootout. In Fed Cup tennis action, Ashley Barty beat America's Sofia Kenin in straight sets before Queenslander Kimberly Birrell lost to Madison Keys to leave the tie in North Carolina evenly poised at 1 rubber each. Barty will be aiming to give Australia the advantage when she faces Keys on Monday. Elsewhere in women's sport, there were round 2 wins in the AFLW for North Melbourne, Western Bulldogs, Melbourne, Adelaide and Fremantle. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.